The Song of Roland, composed in the 11th century by Tiroldus the Norman, performed here by Greg Marston and Summer Williams. The First Jest, Treachery, Chant 1, The Deceit of King Marsile the Moor. In land of Spain, King Charlemagne's at war. For 7 years our emperor has fought that haughty realm and won it to the shores. No citadel can face his mighty force. No city wall remains for him to storm, but Saragossa upon its lofty tower. Marsile, its king, despises God the Lord. He serves Mahom, and on Apollo calls. He'll not avoid the suffering in store. Marsile abides in Saragossa yet. Inside a grove of leafy shade he steps. Upon a throne of shining stone he rests. Around him more than 20,000 men. To Duke and Count among the rout he says, "Attend, my lords, how sorely we are pressed. King Charlemagne from lovely France has swept across the land to crush us with contempt. No force of mine can face his mighty strength, nor any rank outflank his line of French. Advise me well, my wisest men, how best I may escape from infamy and death." No pagan there says anything, except old Blancandrin from Castle Valleysbed. Among the Moors, old Blancandrin is wise and very brave and daring as a knight, a worthy man to aid his master's plight. He tells the king,
"Maintain your courage, sire. Convey to Charles, the arrogant and wild, your pledge to serve and love him all your life. Say, too, that you will send him bears and lions, mewed hawks and hounds and camels highly prized, mules 20 score with gold and silver piled, and 50 carts abrim with wealth designed to pay in full his mercenary's price. He's warred too long upon our southern clime. To Aix in France, request that he retire, where you will go at Michaelmas alike, to be baptized and heed the creed of Christ, to be his man in faith and love allied. If sureties are sought, then you'll provide some 10 or more as proof of your design. Convey to Charles the sons of our own wives. I'll send my own as one assigned to die. It's better far that they should lose their lives than we should lose our properties and pride and be reduced to beggary thereby."